Okay. Minutes. So if you'd like to run us through those, please.
Yeah, so it was on September 22nd, 2021. What is your agenda say? And then we had Brent Talbert reviewed the financial statement. We had $566,000 on hand. We may receive a $70,000 deposit, and that would be it for the rest of the year. We spent money on mag, oil, road, postage, registration, audit. And then we had bills of paint, striping, two roller compactors, oil, salt, and gas. And then we had that open and public act training. And then we discussed the fraud risk assessment. And we are currently in the high risk category. And to change that, we are going to adjust the bylaws, add policies, and then have the members sign an ethical agreement yearly. And that was pretty much it.
So who said we were in a high risk, the state?
Yeah. So they got a new audit questionnaire, and it's out in my car.
They have a new tool.
You fill it out, and then you're determined you're in high risk, so then you can do certain things to lower your risk.
There were a couple of, I thought they were nitpicky, stupid things that, of course, I feel that way about most of the state stuff.
Yeah, so they give you points for every question you answer, right? And then you tally it up, and within a certain range, you're low, medium, or high, and we're in the high risk.
I was thinking we were medium.
Yeah, I did too.
I think we can get to medium,
yeah,
right?
With this one, I think.
With this
and then
one and something else, we can get to medium.
Because we're close.
Yeah.
It's like if you filled out that.
This was what from the email.
Being a TPA lowers your
risk.
Yeah, it lowers your risk and all those kind of things.
Yeah, we're in the high category.
Okay. But we're going to move to the medium with just a couple of minor adjustments.
We're hoping.
We hope.
So. Yeah, that's a new one they dropped on us.
So we got a bunch of copies of these.
Yeah, so everyone signed it.
Rod has signed
them. Yeah. I don't think you need to.
He's already signed one. Yeah. He works for the county.
Okay, have a motion for the minutes.
I make a motion. We accept the minutes.
Then we have a second.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Financial review. Can you walk us through that?
Yep. Okay, so year to date, we brought in $626,000. And just to kind of get to the long and short of it, we spent $616,000. So we've added roughly $10,000 to our cash balance. So our current cash on hand is $308,000. And then looking at the deposit schedule on the back, we should be getting one more deposit coming in anytime. Of course, I don't know what the amount's going to be, probably around $50,000.
I was going to say, will we get 50 or more?
Well, I mean, the price of oil keeps going up, so yeah. I think it'd be pretty good.
Okay.
So we should have one more coming in between now and the end of the year. That put us up around the 740,000 mark, maybe a little more than that, something in that ballpark.
Think we'll ever go back up into the million plus?
We lost money out of some of the accounts from the federal government, not the.
We did. We lost.
In lieu, whatever the payments were from out at the West, they cut them about in half.
Yeah, we used to. When I first started, I think we were like 1.2 or whatever.
Yeah, we were up there for a while. Yeah.
And they were pumping more out of the basin, too, so we were doing more that way.
Okay.
Until then, the next couple of pages you'll see is just a copy of the bank reconciliations.
That's the one we needed to have in, right?
I think
that
so.
We didn't do before. I mean, you've done it, but we just didn't review it, did we?
I don't think we did.
Yeah, I think that was the difference. That's one of those questionnaires that we had to do. Because I think you did it, but we didn't review it as a...
I know it was a question that came up during one of our audits.
Right. Okay. So there we go.
So for Darren's benefit, so some of the questions are, does the entity have adequate basic separation of duties? We put yes on that one. So we got 200 points. Does the entity have governing body adopted written policies in the following areas? Conflict of interest, which is one that she's written up. That's this one. Oh, this is the ethical behavior. Procurement, which we don't have anything on procurement. So she's got the ethical behavior. And then reporting fraud and abuse. We don't have any policy on that. Because a lot of these are NA to us, like travel, credit and purchasing cards. We don't have any of that. Personal use of entity assets. We have no entity assets. We don't have any computers. We don't receive cash.
If we bought a road grader, though, I could use it for a week before we give it to... is that what that
was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about using
equipment? Yeah. Yeah,
can I just part of borrow the stuff I need from your shop?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I guess if we
get free gravel
on the right time of the year, I could...
30 years ago.
I think everybody's got their old gravel. Yeah.
Gonna work
better. Yeah. At least over here they did.
This is the guys in Abraham, but...
They didn't tell Carlings got mad at him and then stopped doing it.
I guess if we make a motion to use the grader, I guess we can do it. I don't know.
We just have a policy that says that we can, right?
Yeah,
we
I guess so. Yeah.
It's an open door.
Since you reached a pause, they recalled the bill. They're having another vote right now as we sit.
On what?
Their first vote was 44-27 in favor. They need a two-thirds majority, which is 50, in order for it to become active immediately. So they have recalled it, and they think they have the 50.
What bill is that?
This is Senate Bill 2002. It alters the Interlocal Act that IPP and some others are subject to.
Oh, okay.
So who stirred that pot?
Lots of people.
The county?
The county, we stirred some of it. The state stirred a lot of it. They had a gentleman's agreement that they would purchase coal and employ people from Utah. They went outside of Utah and bought a lot of coal from Colorado a year or so ago.
Oh.
That opened up the ball.
Almost other counties.
There are roughly 3,500 jobs in the state dependent on the coal units.
There's not very many going to be left in 5 years.
That's part of the bargain.
Yeah.
They have agreements right now to buy natural gas from Wyoming, not from Utah. That fueled it.
Okay. I can't remember where I got to.
Do one more thing real quick. The bill that's written has no impact whatsoever on anything to do with their taxes, has no impact on their operations. Everything in it has no immediate impact on anything. But there's an awful lot of scare going on out there. There's a current article in the Salt Lake Tribune that will have to be amended.
Amended. They didn't get it right.
No,
reporters don't always write the right stuff.
They don't.
They write misleading or they leave half of it out kind of stuff once in a while.
Never happened.
I don't have to call Kathy and ask her.
Yeah. Okay.
So is LA Power going to still run IPP after 25?
Well, I would like you to know that you are part of history right momentarily. It got the 50 votes just now. Now, I'm sorry to take your time, but a special session of the legislature, anything that's considered into it has to reach the level of an emergency.
And you had to get the governor to put it on there.
That's right. And so it was viewed in that light. It's been put in there because of things they thought that an entity such as this shouldn't really have. In discussions, they don't need them. They admitted it. But they wanted to have them there. But you're going to hear all kinds of stuff in the next 2 weeks. And a good share of it's going to come out of our local paper.
Well, hopefully they get it right.
Hey, now, from absolute personal experience, I can tell you that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I know.
I at least had the courtesy to talk to the chairman of the commission most of the time when I didn't know.
Any other discussion on that matter, or are you finished, I guess?
Yeah, continue.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept the financials of your...
Did you need that here?
Yeah, I was like halfway through this list. So the rest of there's it's pretty lengthy.
Just a minute.
So the rest of it is, does the entity have a licensed CPA, CGFM, CMA, CIA, CFE, CGAP? I don't even know what some of these are. Expert as part of its management team. So we got 20 points because I'm on board here. And do any members of the management team have at least a bachelor's degree in accounting? There's 10 points. Are employees and elected officials required to annually commit in writing to abide by a statement of ethical behavior? That's going to give us 20 points right there. Have all governing body members completed entity-specific training? So, yes. So, yes, we got 20 points for that. Regardless of license or formal education, does at least one member of the management team receive at least 40 hours of formal training related to accounting, budgeting, or other financial areas each year? So we got 20 points for that, too. Does the entity have a fraud hotline? No. Does the entity have a formal internal audit function? No. Does the entity have a formal audit committee? No. So with this, that'll give us 20 points. That'll push us over. We're at 270 right now. We need 275. And that'll kick us into the moderate area. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with this thing. Okay, so here's all the bank recs for the two accounts. You guys can peruse those. And then the last report is just checks that we've issued since last time we met. So you see at the top, we spent $37,000 for a snow plow.
Yeah. Is that just the blade itself?
No.
Or is that a truck?
Old truck.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's an old state truck.
Okay. Pretty good one.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, they don't put any miles on them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good buy.
They're 20 years old and they got 100,000 miles on them. Wow. So they don't put many miles on them.
How come?
They don't do anything.
They wait until 3 o'clock, yeah, and then they go out on the freeway and make the run for the alligator, and then
20,
they come back.
Yeah, 20 years, 1,000 miles.
That's
so
crazy.
They weren't good for us.
Yeah.
And that was a wire transfer. Hopefully, yes. They got their money.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, good.
So some oil, asphalt, blades, asphalt, salt.
That road out in Sutherland. The asphalt for that you guys fixed.
On 2000?
Yeah, which is awesome.
We got to keep going, though, so next year.
But did we pay for any of that asphalt?
Yeah.
Or is that where it came from?
Yeah, you paid
for that. Is that what this is?
$77,000, yeah.
From the west side?
Yeah. That would have been for, 9th, September, 77,000.
So that was a good fix.
Yeah.
Is that... Now you go right there where my farm is. Now you go from where you fixed the headed towards Ray Lyman's, and you're just like,
Like I said, we got to keep going.
Yeah,
but anyway, you know, at least it's wide enough. No one's gonna die on it.
Yeah, that's a lot nicer road.
So
thank you.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Craftco oil. And then the rest of it's just our annual board member fees and our meeting payments.
All right. Okay, now, Mr. Randy.
I have a motion to accept the
financial
record.
Second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I need a motion to open a public hearing.
So I make a motion we enter a public hearing for the purpose of discussing the 2022 budget.
Okay, do I have a second?
I second that.
That's all right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are now open for public comment for our budget for 2022.
So I'll start putting that together, and it's going to be, much the exact same as what we've been doing.
I'm going to say what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Not a lot of surprises. Unless Brandon's given surprises.
No. It's all kind of based on whatever funding we get.
I was going to say, we're dictated kind of by our funding.
So, I mean, it's just going to go to the same buckets, right? The same stuff you see right here on this report. I mean, we've got 10 months of experience. Expect the revenue to be close to $700,000. The majority of that's all going to go to capital work. And we'll spend $10,000 to $11,000 on general administrative costs, which the majority of that is board member fees and then auditing fees. And the rest is just minor, small stuff.
Yeah.
P.O. boxes, bank fees, wire transfer fees. All pretty small.
Do we have that written up as a...
proposal.
So I'm putting that together, and then we'll finalize it in December.
Okay.
And that's where we resolve this year.
Open it back up.
Open it back up and
restate all the numbers.
Right.
So I haven't printed anything off.
Any reason why any of our revenue is going to change?
None.
Unless the federal system collapses.
That could do that. So what we've seen is a real increase in travel, where the gas taxes and stuff have gone up. One of the great problems is that they're not taking petroleum from the basin that went to the OPEC swing. We don't know what that's going to do with us. You still see their trucks once in a while, but they're not producing like they were. We haven't had any forecast on those things. Everything else is in pretty good swing. The Aries mine should be coming on, that lab.
That's all in Juab County, but they got a long ways to go before they'll be doing a whole lot, in my opinion, anyway.
Make a motion that we close the public hearing.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Is there any other business we need to do?
Christmas party?
After Christmas? Before Christmas? Did we do it before Christmas last year?
We didn't do it last year. We let COVID dictate to
us. Is that right?
Yeah,
COVID got away with it. So.
And the year before? Seems like
we had it January, didn't we?
Yeah, we had it at the loft.
At the loft.
Are they still open on weekends?
I don't know.
I think we could convince them to open it. Possibly.
Yeah. Do we want to do December or...
We've got to have that other meeting in December?
We do. But we traditionally haven't mixed those, have we?
Yeah, we have.
Or have
Sometimes we have.
Yeah, we've all
I think last
taken
year,
a vote,
yeah.
Seems like.
The other thing we could do in lieu of a Christmas party is gift cards. You know?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Can you do that legally? County won't be let you do
oh.
that.
Oh. I've got some holes that that's just got point. Roasted on
I don't that. Man, the way the county's going, man, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like...
Be transparent.
It's crazy, so
yeah. I... Yeah.
Gift cards? No gift cards?
Well, yeah, or anything like that. Like yeah. a tournament party, or... like I don't even know if we can do our Christmas party this year.
Really?
Because... talk to the auditor. I don't know.
Bonnie? So it's Bonnie.
She's hard
to
deal
with
sometimes.
But yeah,
she's
pretty.
She, you know,
so
she's pretty.
The rules.
She spooks easy. Well, that's the yeah. And man, I just wish the hell it'd be a little easier. But
the school district does that kind of stuff. Like when I worked for the state of Arizona, we didn't do anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Parties and stuff.
Yeah.
The school district doesn't do it anymore.
I think they still do it.
Well, they just did their big.
Yeah, they do all kinds of stuff. They issue coats and jackets and. T-shirts and
I like got dinner. Bought safety jackets for my guys. You know, like the chorus agreements. And that was a gift.
What?
That yeah. should be.
That's PPE, right?
Yeah, PPE. Yeah.
But she don't quite grasp that. She says that's a gift.
Because they're going to wear it to church.
Yeah, that's. What
sort of they could go with Matt.
You
know, no, go on a trip with them.
I just wish there was a little more common sense in the office.
Thane bought them. Steel toed boots one year.
Yeah.
Like the guys on the crushers were
wearing well, we
jackets,
to.
You know, and
you
I remember
to.
Brandy saying, she
yeah.
brought me the thing and she's like, you know, I get it, they got to buy boots, but do they buy camo ones from Cabela's? She's like,
what
like,
else do you buy though? But
yeah.
Like,
well, they're steel toed.
Yeah. Well, one time, Jim Withers, he called me up. He's like, what is, he was pissed. You gotta ask him about this. He was like, what the hell are you buying CD players for them graders for? And all it was is we broke one and we had to buy a radio, you know, and anyway, went to Tinks down here and got one, and it had to be a CD player. I told him, I said, well, when was the last time you bought an 8-track? Guy, you got mad at me. But, you know, it's like you've got to have the radio. You can't just, you know,
well, the hype is,
CD player. We're not putting CDs in there.
The high-vis jackets are required.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
OSHA.
Yeah. Like I said, just I wish there was a little more common sense. But
so,
she does a good job.
We sure used to have some big parties on this.
But yeah, anyway, gift cards, watch out.
I don't know. When Dick ran the Special Service District when I first became the commissioner, Dick Willoughby,
he would invite the whole town
to
Christmas party.
And he would pour out and say, order stuff to take home for your kids and for your, you know, your married kids. And I mean, it'd be $2,500.
Yeah.
And he thought it was just, I mean, he didn't hide it. He just told everybody.
Just did
it. We're just like, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, yeah. What do we want to do then for a Christmas party?
I think somebody's got to reach out to a loft and see if they'll be open.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I can email them.
You want to email them?
Yeah.
Like the first half of December on a Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday night, the first or second week.
So,
Wednesday and Fridays will be busy in December.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays
and your girls.
And Thursdays, that's right. That's
so,
girls.
So either like the 9th or the 16th? Is that?
Yeah. And if they fall through, what's our other option?
The Gold Room of the Rancher?
I don't think they do it anymore.
Don't they?
Do they?
I don't know.
I can find out.
I heard they stopped altogether, but...
Yeah.
The other option is somebody to
do
it catered.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had... the meat guys out there.
Ashton's
do it one year. Out there, we did it.
Yeah.
Can we do gift cards and have a party?
Dean asked. Yeah, they were talking about gift cards for dinner, and I said, well.
Did you give them some history on gift
yeah,
cards?
You might, yeah, just watch out.
Yeah, we all decided gift cards.
Well, I didn't have
a bad idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
If you'll check on that, then aim for those two dates, 9 and 16. Mm-hmm. Then.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're not doing a Christmas dinner for the
See
old
what
guys?
We can get.
Huh?
You're not doing a Christmas dinner
if
with the old
neither
guys?
Of those work.
Oh, I don't know.
Should I try
we
Ashton's?
We always do one for the kids, but I gotta ask that guy. I gotta ask Grinch.
Okay. Might as well.
I don't know what our office gone. Is gonna say. If we can have a Christmas party or not. What do you think? Is she gonna let us?
Oh, she's gonna go eight.
Yeah. Because it's usually like, you know, by the time you buy pizza for, hell, there's 20 adults and 40 kids. And there's a lot of kids nowadays. Like, there's a lot of us. There are a lot of kids.
Wait.
The
older
we have to... IRS code's changed. Our current auditor has adopted a total black and white perspective. There is no gray. And we have to see to it that everything is done just right, or we have all kinds of paperwork and fun.
Yeah.
So.
Do we have anything on the bylaws we want to address with that survey? Was there anything we needed to change or modify? We've talked.
We can add some more things. I mean, we're going to meet the threshold now.
So we're there.
With the ethical
okay.
statement.
So
I think we're in the clear.
Okay.
All right. Well, unless there's any other business... She's going to follow through on our date to do a Christmas, and maybe we can do the finalized budget then.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
did
work
we need
well.
Them separate meetings? I think we might.
I think you have. Well, it has to be a public meeting.
Okay.
So.
So you just have to advertise it.
Yep.
Have to be advertised. Well, we could meet here first and then go over.
We could. That's probably the best thing to do.
That might be the best way. If we meet here long enough to do the budget and then adjourn.
Okay.
Just give us all a text and let us know what works.
Okay, I can do that.
Everything going good for you, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the auditor?
Yeah. We play day by day.
And you're doing your budget right now for the county, are you?
Yeah.
You want a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I have a motion.
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.